Today is a special day. We had Pesach for 8 days, and the day after Pesach has a special name. It's called Issachar. And we notice, anyway, listen, we don't say Tachan, but Issachar is the day after a Yom Tov. We find in the Gemara, in the Santa Gemara, in Sukkah, the Gemara says, Kol Oisa Issachar Ba'achila V'shtia. That explains, it means the day after a Yom Tov, a person still carries on eating and drinking, he still has a achil on the shia. Ma'alo v'akoso kilo bono mizbeach. V'hikriv olof korban. Then it's considered like someone is building a mizbeach and bringing a korban on it. Shenema, it says in Halev, what we said now for 8 days. Issachag b'avoyisim adkanas ha-mizbeach. So we see that Issachag b'avoyisim adkanas ha-mizbeach. So the Gemara explains, Issachag means if you celebrate another day after the Yom Tov, that's today, for Ba'achila v'shtia, then it's like someone's building a bomo and bringing a korban, a mizbeach, is building a mizbeach and bringing a korban on it. Maybe explain what that means. But it's pulled down in the Gemara. The Gemara here in Hiches Pesach, in Tov Chof Tet, in Tosav, Tov Chof Tet is right at the beginning of Hiches Pesach. I'm not sure why the Gemara brings the Halach of Issachag at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, not at the end of Pesach. But the Ramon in Tov Chof Tet brings down, V'noyagim lezeminik laharboiz tzatz v'achila v'shtia v'yoyim sh'ach ha'achak. Today, the yoyim ha'achak, you come home for lunch, have something special, drink something, eat something, v'chvoy day so'chak. The sound of Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this halach of Issachar. Only in Hilchos Shavuos, there is a Shulchan Aruch on Tov Tzadi Dalet, the day after Shavuos, there the Shulchan Aruch says that there's the halach of Issachar. He doesn't bring about other Yomim Tovim. So there's a big shine amongst the poskim. It's pshat that the Shulchan Aruch is learning that Issachar is only the day after Shavuos, not about other Yomim Tovim. Or the same applies for any Yom Tov. The reason why Shavuot should be different from Pesach and Sukkot is by Shavuot, the Gemara says it's something called Yom Tovayach. The day after Shavuot was a day where people used to bring a lot of korbanos. Either pshat is because every Yom Tov we know, Pesach, every Yom Tov of the Shavuot Shel Galut, a person has to bring a korban oil ariyah. You have to bring a chagiga. You have to bring a korban. There's machlokes b'sham mesile. If you're allowed to bring that korban on Yom Tov, we know that usually Yom Tov is Issur Melacha, so it could be that because it's not a korban tzibur, it should be also to bring your own korban. That's a shit of b'sham. Mesile saying no, you're allowed to bring your korban on Yom Tov. So even though mesile paske, now the halacha is like mesile, they allow you to bring your own korban on Yom Tov. But Yom Tov is a very busy time. So often what people did, they only bought it the day after Shavuos. That's why Rom Shadvai is called Yom Tovach. Tovach Loshon, Shchita, Tovicha. So a lot of korbanos were bought the day after Shavuos. The other pshat is because if Shavuos is on a Shabbos, then everyone is masking that you can't bring the korban on Shabbos, on Shavuos. So then you have to bring it the day after. Either way, Shavuos is found in the Gemara. The day after Shavuot, that's why the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Zichah Halach of Issachar. But the Gemara brings it also by other Yom Tovim, like we're saying here on Shavuot, Pesach, the Gemara says that you should celebrate the day after Yom Tov, after Pesach, you should have something special to eat. It doesn't say in Shulchan in the Gemara whether there's the Issa Tanis. But you look in the Rishonim and they bring the Halach of Issachar. Some of them say that it's also Betanis. We don't say Tachnon. Anyway, Nisa, we don't say Tachnon. But they say that Issachar is not just achila v'shtir, it's a shtir, you shouldn't pass. Yeah, so the Shah and Ishtabutak adds on the Ramah about Minik, when the Moses says to eat and drink on Issachak, he says also not to, he says also is anis, not to fast. So the Shaila is what's so special about the day after Yom Tov that we see that the Gemara and the Ramah tell us you should carry on eating something nice. The Sunday Yushalmi also has such a Issachak, the day after Yom Tov, after Pesach, the Yushalmi also says it's a shtickel, a special day, but the Yushalmi calls it Ben Hamoyed, the son of the Moyed. Got the Yom Tov, now we have Pesach for 8 days. The day after Pesach, the Yushalmi calls the son. It's still carrying on a bit of the Yom Tov. So, Parsha Pshat could be, because we had a special Pesach, special Yom Tov, being together at Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we want to show that we're happy that we have a Yom Tov, and we would like it to carry on. You know, I mean, like you say, the kids run home from school. We're not like Tinoi Kabarech, the base I say, we're not just running, oh, Baruch Hashem Yom Tov is over, we're back to regular life. We would like to carry on being together with Hashem, to be together, take the Ashpoz of Yom Tov into our daily life. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Pshat is, because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash we know that Ein Simcha Eile Bebosar Yayin, the Ikka Simcha at the time by Beis HaMikdash was that the person brings the Korban Shlomim and then he can eat the meat, the Bosar of the Korban Shlomim. Now we know Korban Shlomim can eat for 2 days. So often on Shvish HaPesach, and that is always only one day on Tov, on Shvish HaPesach the person brings his Korban Shlomim. Then he eats it, and then he has another day, because he can eat it for 2 days. So whatever was left from his korban, he was eating the day after Yom Tov. So today on Yisachar, it's still connected to the Yom Tov, because in the town of the Beis HaMikdash, people used to finish off eating the korban shlomim. There's a sefer called Torah Lishma. It was 150 years ago. So he has an old tshuva, he is writing to someone about Issachak, and he's very upset that it seems like the shoyel, the fellow who sent him the letter, seems to tell him that in his place, people don't know about Issachak, it's a regular day, people go to work, people eat, they don't eat anything lechvod Issachak. So he's very upset with them, he's trying to explain to them that you find in the Gemara, in the Ramah, that Issachak is a special day. He says, by him, people used sometimes even to wear big de Shabbos still on Issachak. Or some people didn't go back to work on Issachak. And today we have bank holidays, it's mamash perfect. Issachak, a bank holiday, we have another day. We don't need to go to work, we can stay, we can carry on a bit of the Ashpoz. When Yom Tov, not a bit of them. But it's very interesting how to see how what it means, what he says, what he means, Issachak. He asks the kasha over there, Elohim. There's another tshuva, the tshuva asks the kasha, if there's a loch of Issachak, so why every Shabbos do we not have something on Sunday? Why on the Yom Tov, we're telling you that the day of the Yom Tov, we're still carrying on the Ashpoz of Yom Tov, there's a day Nachil of Shtir on the day after Yom Tov. So every Shabbos we should have a loch that on Sunday we should still have something special. Now we have Lam de Malka. We do find something on Motzei Shabbos with Lam de Malka. But once it comes to Sunday morning, then we're back to life. There's no, we don't find such a loch of Issachak.
Says Shabbat on Tavod.
Oh, very good. No, at least they can eat something. The catch is interesting. But I found later that there's a sefer Rav Poel who brings that the Arizal already asked the kasha. The Arizal already asked the kasha, man. He brings down the lashon of the Chaim Vital, that why is there Issachak the day after Yom Tov, not the day after Shabbos? I'll tell you what the Arizal said. He says that Shabbos, a person goes up two madregas. On Yom Tov we lift ourselves up only once, madrega, that's his lashon. On Shabbos we go so high up, two madregas. So once Shabbos is over, you can't carry on being the Shabbos into a Sunday because it's so far high up. So Motzei Shabbos, it's finished. We go back. You can't keep up. Hashem Yontov is only going up one dag, so that you can carry on with you on the next day. I don't know exactly what that means, but I saw the Kedushas Levi says a similar idea, a different thing, more language we understand. Probably you've already heard that there's a chil between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos is a fixed day, it's always on Shabbos is always on the seventh day of the week. Yom Tov is dependent on Beis Din, when Beis Din decided to Rosh Chodesh, and depending on when Rosh Chodesh is, we're going to work out when it's the Yom Tov. So that's why we say on Shabbos, we say Mekadosh on Shabbos. On Yom Tov now we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. Because Yisrael, they are the ones who are Mekadosh the Yom Tov. It's always dependent on Beis Din when they are Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh, when the Yom Tov is going to be. So the Sforim say that Shabbos is a fixed day in the week. It all comes from Shabbat. All the Ashpuas all come, especially Ashpuas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Shammai. It's not dependent on us. But Yom Tov, it's the Yidin who make the Yom Tov. We make the Yom Tov. So therefore, Zohar Kedushas Levi, we can understand that Shabbos is coming, Hashem is bringing down special things. Once Shabbos is over, we can't carry on, it's gone. But Yom Tov, since it all comes from us, so we can say, good, we're going to carry on a bit. The next day. Interesting, there's a famous kashi that Kedushas Levi answers. Why is there no psalmin Motzei Yom Tov? They see her, everyone's wondering. A regular Motzei Shabbos, we do have dollar. We smell the psalmin. Why? Because we lose our neshama yaseya when it comes to Sunday. And the person has a special neshama on Shabbos. Comes to Motzei Shabbos, also he's very sad. He lost his special neshama yaseya. So we give him a psalmi, something good to smell. Motzei Yom Tov, we don't smell the psalmi. Oh, so you could say that on the Yom Tov there's no neshama yaseya. The Torah says, ask the kasha, why are you like this year when Yom Tov is on a Sunday and we do Yak Nahar, we do a dollar from Shabbos to Yom Tov, we don't smell the psalmi. What happened? Shabbos was Yom, yeah? And Sunday is Yom Tov, we do Abdoleh, we do Ner, we would say a Boch on the candle, but we don't smell Psomim. You notice probably the last 2 weeks, we did Abdoleh without Psomim. Must be because on Yom Tov there is a Neshama Yaseya. So we, Motzei Shabbos, a regular week, we smell the Psomim because on Motzei Shabbos Neshama Yaseya goes away. Zok Tov says, when you have a Yom Tov, then Neshama Yaseya remains by him. The person doesn't need the psalmim because when the Yom Tov is on Sunday, the Neshama Yaseya stays by him, so you don't need the psalmim. So, faith of the kasha, if it's like Tosafot seems to say, that on Yom Tov a person does have a Neshama Yaseya, so every Motzei Yom Tov he should smell the psalmim. So then the Kedushas Levi wants to say that since the Yom Tov it's all coming from us, so Shabbos we lose the Neshama Yaseya, we can't carry on. So we need to smell the psalmim. A Yom Tov, if a person wants all his hard work he did over Yom Tov, he can carry on, take with him for the rest of the week. So Mele, a bit of the Neshama Yaseya a person has on Yom Tov, who comes with his own work, he can take with him, and therefore it's not like on the Motzei Shabbos that you lose completely. But that'll be fine. At the Motzei Yom Tov, now Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, there's a halacha of Issachar, like we said, the more brings, they should eat something or drink something special for Issachar. Good. I would like to speak something about Sfiras HaOmer. I just started to count Sfiras HaOmer. It's going to keep us busy for the next few weeks. But one of the main challenges of Sfiras HaOmer is, well, in our day, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, what happened was the second day of Pesach, there being a there was a common oimer, and we know from the common oimer, that's when we start to count the spheres haoimer. So, some Rishonim say that the counting of the oimer is amid a chelak of the common oimer. When you have a common oimer, since you bring the common oimer, So then you also have a mitzvah later to count the days till Shavuos when you're going to bring the shtelech. And in our days, we don't have a base of mikdash, we don't have the common oimer. So most Rishonim say it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa anymore. It's only Zeicha, the base of mikdash. Like in the times of base of mikdash, people were counting the oimer, so Zeicha. And that's why after we count the oimer, we say, Rachmon Yach Zilon. What's Pshad? Playing the other mitzvahs we do, we don't say, Rachmon Yach Zilon, avoid the base of mikdash. See, as oimer, after you count, you say, Rachmon Yach Zilon, avoid the base of mikdash. Because nowadays, counting the oimer is only Zeicha for where he lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Since we don't have the Korban Oimer, so Be'etzem in HaToyah we don't have the mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer, Zeicha to the Beis HaMikdash, we count the oimer. So after we do the mitzvah, we say, oh, Hashem, please bring back the Beis HaMikdash, we should be able to do the mitzvah in HaToyah. That's a Roy for Shoinim, hold us up. And therefore, it's interesting, that those people may say, Shem Yichud, before they count the Omer. So they say Shem Yichud, they say Kaim Mitzvahs. So in the Siddurim, it says the Kaim Mitzvahs Asay Shet Sfiras Omer. But if we say that Mitzvah Sfiras Omer is only a Mitzvah de Rabbana, then you can't say Mitzvahs Asay. Mitzvahs Asay is always referring to a Mitzvah Doraisa. So some people who know, they skip the word Asay. They say Kaim Mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Because it's only the Rabbana. If you want to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, you might have a problem about this. So, therefore, we say only mitzvah, not mitzvah asay. But it's a mufushi Gemara, b'etzem. The Gemara seems to say that it's only in the Bisman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbana. But the Rambam, he's the only one, I think, in the Rishonim who says that even Bisman Hazeh, Sfiras Omer is d'oraisa. And the Mephoshim ask on the Rambam, the Gemara says in Menachos that Sfiras Omer is only Zeicha LeMikdash, only the Rabban. So, basically, Rav brings down the Shem Reb Chaim, that it might be totally on the Machloikas Kipcha, the Shat Kipcha Zilova. It is a famous Machloikas in the Gemara that when they built the second base of Mikdash, they were Mekadosh to Yerushalayim, the Harabais. The Shaila is a kitcho l'shata for the times of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Ketusha was only for the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And after the Churban, the Ketusha went away. Now we don't have the Ketusha anymore. Or kitcho l'asilovoi, the Ketusha was forever. Now, Rambam passed the kitcho l'asilovoi. The kitcho l'shata, the kitcho l'asilovoi, the Ketusha at the time when they built the second Beis HaMikdash was for them and forever. That's why. The Ketusha of Yerushalayim, Harabai, is still here nowadays. No, we have a problem. We don't have a Mizbeach. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So, Be'etzem, we have the Ketusha. Just, we can't bring the Korban because we don't have the Kohenim, we don't have a Mizbeach. So, Beis Chirov wants to say that maybe when the Gemara says that it's only the Rabbana, that's only according to the Man D'Oma, that the Ketusha wasn't the Os. It was only the Shaitan. Today, there's no Ketusha. So since today there's no Ketusha, so we completely disconnected from the Korban. If you say that the Ketusha still remains, it's still the Ketusha that just... The Be'etzem, we still have the mitzvah of a Korban Omer. We have a problem, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Kohenim. But that's enough that the mitzvah should still be a mitzvah d'oraisa, because Be'etzem, there is a Ketusha there, so we still have the mitzvah of a Korban Omer.
Means of Shavuos that the Shem, we have to make the nation be built every time Shavuos will be. So we bring Melech HaKadosh on Hashem. We bring fresh one every
year. Whoa, that's the Lashon.
So I'm saying, so we'll be bringing the Shavuos. By Shavuos, hopefully, it makes a picture from here.
So
therefore, we'll be counting in order to bring the new Chadosha.
Yeah, well, the Torah says he can't from the Korban Omer. So if you don't have the Omer to start it, it doesn't help that you're going to have the Shtelech.
You'll have the Shavuos, you will bring the Omer.
It's a good to share it. Will you, if Moshiach comes, will you bring the Shtelech if you didn't bring the Korban Omer?
That was the Siren. This will be from.
The chitim are going to, you understand what you mean, could be. But the Sfiras Omer has a starting point and an end. The starting point is Zichra Korban Omer. If you don't have the Korban Omer, you don't have what to start from.
You won't bring the Chadoshim?
But maybe you'll bring me shtei. I don't know when I shine. I never thought about it. That you're going to bring lecha shtei lecha. But even if you are going to bring shtei lecha, but the sphere, the counting sphere, the oima has to start with a kol oima. If you don't have a starting point, you know, like you're saying, you might end up with a shtei lecha. Yeah. That's not enough. That's what I'm saying.
If this condition of karma, what doesn't that help us?
Because be'etzem, yeah, so he seems to learn that it depends whether the chisson, why do we not have a common oima? Yeah. Is it because we completely mufka from the mitzvah, we don't have bechlal, the ketusha? Be'etzem, the ketusha is there. No, we have a practical problem, let's call it. We don't have the koyanim, we don't know who's the koyan miyuchas.
That will answer that we could bring a shtay lechem without the common oima.
There's another Sheva Shavuos. It's two halves of the mitzvah. You count the weeks, and it's counting the days. God, in the Rambam, when he brings the Min HaMitzvah, he says it's one mitzvah. It's two halves of the same mitzvah, and only one mitzvah. And when Ruchim, he wants to say that it's two separate mitzvahs, and the mitzvah is medayik from the Pesukim. It's very interesting when you look at the Pesukim inside. It says the mitzvah of counting 50 days is not related, not connected to Korban or Oima. Only counting the weeks, that's where it's based on the Korban Oima. He says, "Separtem lachem mochas haShabbos miyoyim haviyachem es haOima sheva Shabboses." So there, the pasuk says before, you should count from the day miyoyim haviyachem when you bring the Korban Oima, 7 weeks. So before in the Torah that counting the weeks is connected to the Korban Oima. But the Chamishim Yoim, that's a different Pasuk. And there it doesn't say in the Torah that it's based on the Korban Oima. So therefore he wants to say, Chiddush Gadol, that in our days, counting the Yom in the days is Min HaTorah. Even though we don't have the Korban Oima. Because that mitzvah is a mitzvah always. You should count the Yom from Pesach till Shavuos, even if there's no Korban Oima. The counting of the weeks, that's with the Min HaTorah only. And you have a common oima. Nowadays, we don't have a common oima. Don't have the mitzvah.
If it would be somebody missed counting the days and just counted weeks, you make a brach on the weeks itself.
Yeah, definitely. But he wants to say, I'm saying again, I'm not saying that Anoch, we go like a Ben Yeruchim, just a fear of Ben Yeruchim, come to us. Yeah, well, what you're saying is that it's a very important point. Well, every day we count the days and the weeks. Person, by mistake, only counted today is Ayon Yom Shmoyin Yom. Today's 8 days. Didn't say that Shem Shavua Echot V'Yom Echot. Is that enough? If you only count the days, we didn't count the weeks. So, even if you have a Yeruchem, there's a mitzvah with the Rabbon, and Zeich HaLemikdash to count the weeks. So I mean, I thought you got a mitzvah to count the yom and the days. There's another mitzvah of the Rabbanan to count the weeks. But if that happens, then if it's like today, the day number Shmoyni Yom, 8 days, so that's in the week started yesterday. Yesterday is Shiva Yomim, Shem Shavu Echot. So some points can say that if you start at the beginning of the week, that today is the first week, and that helps for the, who said that you have to mention again every day of the week? Today you have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But the week, maybe it's enough in the beginning of the week. Today is the first week, tomorrow, and the week after you say today is going to be the second week. Some points can say you don't need to mention every single day again. Today is 1 week and a day. It's enough of the beginning of the week you say that now it's going to be week one. And then you're going to say week two. And therefore, Mishnebura Paskas, if by mistake today you only said today's 8 Shmoyni Yomim, didn't say Shem Shavua Chod V'Yoyim Echod, you don't need to count again, because yesterday you already said as a Shavua Echod.
According to that, if you forget the days, a day completely, you forget a day, you forget the day was eight. I mean, the next week, could you make a brocha on week two? Just say, so today is the second week. Make a brocha.
Fia ben Yerucha, maybe.
Talk about the wedding.
Aloha, you can't. Aloha, you can't. And by the way, God is a very good point where you bring out, because Ben Yerucha says that when we make a brocha, Asher Kiddushonu, then we only make a brocha on the mitzvah, on the mitzvah of the Yomim. The mitzvah is Zeichel Mikdash, we don't make a brocha, he says. He says, we find a few things we do Zeichel Mikdash, yeah, but we don't make a brocha on it. That's his chiddush. So maybe he seems to say that in our days, perhaps when you make a brocha, you only make a brocha because you still have the mitzvah, the raisa of counting the days. Counting the weeks, it's a mitzvah because Zeichel Mikdash, but it doesn't require a brocha. So, new cheshbon, yeah.
What?
No, that's you, the Mikdash. Lilith.
And you
don't
have to make
a brocha. Yeah. Even in the time of the Mikdash.
It wasn't on the Kvillin.
No, the Kvillin is only one day.
Yeah.
Only one day. Shein HaKashan HaRinu Lucham. Believe me, Pesach Neim. Oh, but then what happens all the way around? If you count only the weeks, if today you said Hayoim Shavu Echad VeYoim Echad, you didn't say a day, you didn't say eight, then the Chatchil you have to count again. But if you forgot, and only tomorrow you're going to remember, oh yes, they only counted the weeks. Shavu says you're fine, you can count on counting with a bracha. One on the Kuda is interesting. The Machlokes, we know that if you miss one day, that's it. Then you can't count on counting with a bracha. Why was the person knows today that 2 weeks' time he needs to go, he has an operation or something, he's not going to be able to count one day. One day in 2 weeks' time is not going to be able to count. Do we say, so from now, don't count with a bracha? Because it's one big mitzvah of counting 49 days. And as much as if you missed one day yesterday, you can't carry on counting of a bracha, so same applies all the way around. If you know that you're going to miss in 2 weeks' time a day, we don't allow you to count now. Or do we say, no, at the moment you can count. But once you miss a day, then you can't carry on. That seems to be interesting for Shaila.
The mitzvah becomes a mitzvah during the Omer.
What?
The mitzvah becomes a mitzvah during the Omer. So.
Yeah, that's another Shaila. If you become a bar mitzvah, can you use it where you counted before you became a bar mitzvah? Was the help that he, and he was a cop and he was counting. But here, with the Shai of the land, if you know that you're going to miss a day in 2 weeks' time, 2 weeks said, still carry on counting till you're going to miss, or just don't start because it's one mitzvah and you know that you're not going to be able to complete the mitzvah.
Could get postponed.
Well,
yeah, that was counting.
Where's the cookie?
Yeah, oh, that's just something you know for sure it's going to happen.
Shkoyach.
Yeah.